Hatchilo lo Hekziro lo Yatza, about the fact that a Maisa can be overturned in terms of two factors. One of them is Tanai, and one of them is Taus. And the question, Matana Amanas Lahachzir, which of these tracks are we using with the tremendous nafgamina, that when you want to overturn something in the realm of Tanai, then there are mishpatei hatanoim. There are all sorts of formal requirements of Tanai Kaful, Tanai Kodom Lamaisa, etc. Mashenken, if something is a taos, then as long as there's an indication, a meaningful indication, there's a taos. Could be a verbal indication. It could even be an anansahadeh, simply something which is obvious that something over here is wrong. That's enough to overturn the maisa. And so the question is, when do we use which track? How do we know when we have something which is conditional? Do we need the formality of mishpatei hatanoim in order to overturn the maisa? Or is it enough that we have an indication that it's a toas? So Tosfos himself distinguished between the connection between the Tanai and the Maisa. If the connection is arbitrary, then one requires mishpatei hatanoim. If the connection is logical, internal, then it's enough to show a toas. That was Tosfos's direction. We saw the Rambam distinguish between Hilchos Mecher and Hilchos Zechiya Umatana. That when we're dealing with something which is purely in the hands of the Mocher, then perhaps an umdana would be enough to override it. When you have two parties that are involved, the machira, then you may require something more formal. Then we saw the shita of the, which Tosfos rejects, the Rashbam, but we saw that this shita of the Rashbam is brought down by the Rambam in the name of Rav Osav, and the Ravid feels that it's a very logical shita to distinguish between Gitan and Kedushin on one hand, and Dine Mamanos on another hand. That in Gitan v'Kedushin there is no need for Mishpatei HaTanoim, while in the world of Mamanos, that's what we require Mishpatei HaTanoim. That's what the last thing we discussed, and we saw that there is a Svara, that it depends as to what are our basic assumptions. That within the world of Mamanos, we have no idea to begin with who is correct, who is incorrect, what das, what was a das, what wasn't a das, and therefore we require formalities in order to establish things. Mashenken Gitin v'Kedushin, we assume that the basic das is to bring about Kedushin, or the basic das is to bring about a get. That's a working assumption that we're starting off with. And then we, you know, it's on that plane, a toas can override. Okay, that's what we saw up to now. But there is one more chiluk that we haven't seen, and that's the shita of the Rambam himself. We saw the Rambam distinguish between mecher and matana. Fine. Okay, but what about beyond that? Are there any distinctions? So we have a Rambam both in Hilchos Mechira and in Rambam both in Hilchos Zechiya Umatana, and in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam points out, Kol ha'omer al menas ka'omer me'achshav dame, ve'eno tzarach lichbol ha'tanai. Kach horu miktas ha'gaonim ve'lazeh daiti nota. That the only time they require mishpatei ha'tanayim is when we have a tanai of im. But when we have a tanai of al menas, then there's no need for mishpatei ha'tanayim. Why? Because al menas is me'achshav. And the Rambam then brings down the same distinction in Hilchos Ishus. K'lo omer me'achshav ein tzarach lichpol tano'o v'lo lahakdim t'nai l'maisa ela af al pi shehikdim ha'maisa tano'o kayim. We don't need mishpatei ha'tanoim. Aval tzarich la'atnos bedover she'efshar l'kayimo. Okay, that's a given. V'chol ha'omer al menas k'omer me'achshav ein tzarach lichpol tano'o v'lo lahakdim l'maisa. And then the Rambam goes ahead and he gives examples. And the question is, how do we understand the distinction? Namely, he has over here two cases. Hareat mekudeshet li al menas, shetitni li matayim zuz, or hareat mekudeshet li im titni li matayim zuz. So he says that the first one, where he says al menas shetitni li matayim zuz, that if the money isn't given, then the kedushin falls off. But in the second one, when you say im, then, even if the money wasn't given, the Kedushin is going to remain because there was no Tanai Kaful. Why distinguish whether you say Im or whether you say Almanas? Okay, Almanas is Komer Me'achshav. My Nafgamina whether we're dealing with a me'achshav or not a me'achshav. Namely, it appears to be over here, you know, simply legal hair splitting. Ma'nafgamina, the person linked the kedushin with a tanai. And he goes, he has three, you know, case after case. So Omer Leisha, Harei Mekudesh Li Amenachiti Nimatayim Zuz, or Harei Zegitech Amenachiti Nimatayim Zuz, or Harei Chatzis Anasunach Ba'atana Amenachiti Tem Limatayim Zuz. So then the halacha is, if Harei Tana'o Kayam V'niskacha Isha Onis Garsha V'zocha B'chatzir V'hem Yitnu Hamatayim Zuz, everything is fine. Im Lo Yinosnu La, then lo te mekudeshet, lo titgaresh, lo yizke b'chatzer, even though lo kafal tana'o, even though there was no tanai kafal, and even if there was hikdim ma'isel tanai, etc., we say that everything is overridden, right? So why, in other words, ma'ase einkem, when we have the world of im, then everything works. Why should that be? Does anyone have a svara? So there are different editions of the Rav's notes on Kedushin, but I think in all of them the following svara is found. There's Rav Schechter's notebook, and now Rav Reichman is putting out another edition, or better, you know, one of his series of Shiuri Harav, and currently it's in a very very early edition that Yosef Bronstein is working on. But in other words, in this section, you know, it appears to be pretty full. And that is that when we have a classic tnai of im, hareyat mekudeshet li im tni li matayim zuz, when is going to be the chalot hakedushin? When is the kedushin going to take place? Only when the tanai is fulfilled, correct? Hareyat mekudeshet li im titni li matayim zuz. Namely, if a week from now you give me matayim zuz, then I will be mekudeshet from then onwards. If I say hareyat mekudeshet li almenat shetitni li matayim zuz, and we say that almenat is like me'achshav, so when is the chalos hakedushin? Now she's mekudeshet. Namely, if in 2 weeks from now she pays him tayim zuz, then retroactively she's mekudeshet now. Correct? Okay. That's the basic distinction. Namely, when we have a tanai of im, then it's only when the tanai is fulfilled is the kedushin going to be chal. We have a tanai of almanat, then the kedushin is chal currently. But if the tanai is not fulfilled, then it's batal mafreya. Okay? So, our question is as follows. What role does the tanai play? So when we have a tanai of im, which means that until she fulfills the tanai, the kedushin doesn't get off the ground. So if I'm going to ask, what creates the kedushin? Two factors. A, I gave her a ring, and B, she fulfilled the tanai. Namely, the tanai is part and parcel of the creation of the Kedushin. When the Tanai is part and parcel of the creation of the Kedushin, when the Tanai is necessary in order to create the Maisa, then we say we need Mishpatei HaTanaim. When you have a Tanai, which is going to be that which creates the Kedushin, it's going to be that which creates the Gerushin, it's going to be that which creates the Matana of the Sada, such a Tanai is only going to be meaningful if we have Tanai Kafal, Hein Kodem Lemaisa, etc. In order to be able to create such a Tanai, which is going to be part and parcel of the activation of the Chalos Kedushin, part and part of the parcel of the activation of the Chalos Gerushin, part and parcel activation of the Matana, then I need Mishpatei HaTanaim. However, if I say no, the Maisa Kedushin is completed with the giving of the ring. The Maisa Gerushin is completed with the giving of the get. The Maisa Matana is completed with the giving of the shtar. But what role does the Tanai play? that retroactively it can break it. So then, I say, such a t'nai, that the only meaning of the t'nai is breaking the ma'asa, then what does the t'nai do? It tells us that this ma'asa was a mistake. Then there's no need for mishpatei t'naim. That's the realm of ta'us. We pointed out there are two tracks. There's a track of t'nai and a track of ta'us. The track of t'nai requires mishpatei t'naim. The track of ta'us does not require mishpatei t'naim. So here what the Rambam is defining is that when we have a t'nai which is a factor in creating the chalos is only going to be chal when the t'nai is chal. That requires mishpatei t'naim. That's the track of t'nai. But if we say, no, the ma'isa is already kayam. The ma'isa already took place. She's already mekudesh. She's already megureshet. But the t'nai can show that, the t'nai can show the mafreya that this was all a mistake because she didn't keep her part of the bargain. Right? She didn't pay the matayim zuz. So the t'nai isn't creating anything. The lack of the kiyum t'nai would be mafkia the ma'isa. That's called a ta'us. And a ta'us does not require mishpatei t'naim. Okay? So we have over here the question as to whether something is mikanu lahaba, im, or whether it's lamafreya, almanat, me'achshav, then, in other words, that would determine whether we're dealing with the track of t'nai, in which we require mishpatei t'naim because the t'nai is a factor in creation, or as to whether they're dealing with a t'nai, which basically shows us that there was a ta'us. And there, the ma'isa stood on its own, but l'mafreya, the ma'isa can be broken by the lack of the kiyum t'nai. Yes?
In the case of Almanas, why are we saying it's only breaking? Isn't it when she does it, that's going to complete the...
No, because we're saying, from when is she mekudeshet?
But when she fulfills the t'nai... That's creating the
ma'isa. No. We're saying the ma'isa was created. In other words, again, we're saying Harei Mekudeshet Li B'Tabat Zo Al Manat Shetitni Li Matayim Zuz. Okay, and I give her a tabat, and then 2 weeks down the line, she gives me Matayim Zuz. From when are we married?
Now,
from today. Okay, so we're married from today. So what created the kedushin?
No.
What created the? If I'm married from today, Sheldon's going to give me the money two weeks from now. If she's married from today, it means that by giving her the ring, created the kedushin. So why does she have to pay me the money? Because if she doesn't pay me the money, then lemafreya, we see that what I'm giving her the ring was a ta'us.
They're not married unless
the seder. But the question is, are they married? But we see lemafreya it's a ta'us. Or they're not married, and when she gives the money, that's when the kedushin is created. If the t'nai is part and parcel of the creation of the kedushin, that requires mishpatei t'naim. If the lack of the payment would break the mafreya, right? Then we're saying that that's a ta'us, and what the Rav tried to do was to link the issue of the mafreya mikano l'haba with the issue of t'nai and ta'us, and by saying that. Is the t'nai creating, or is the lack of kiyum t'nai breaking? When the t'nai creates, we require mishpatei t'naim. If the lack of the kiyum of the t'nai breaks, then that's considered to be the track of ta'us. Okay, think about it. Okay. Ad kan in terms of matana amanas lahachzik. Now the Gemara moves over to two worlds that are very, very similar to one another, and each of these worlds has issues. The world of Arev and the world of Eved Kanani. Amar Rava, Tain Mana Liploni, Ve'ekadesh Ani Lecha, namely, a woman tells, Jane tells Harry, I want you to give money to George, and then I'm going to be Mekudesha to you. So we say that even though she is not receiving currently any money, physically, she's not receiving any money, Mekudesha midin Arev. She's no different than a guarantor. Arev lav afagav delamati hana'a liyadei. Even though the Arev never borrowed money, kamashavid nafshe. He's going to pay off the malva if the lova defaults. Even though she's not receiving anything, Kamashabda Umekanya Nafsha, she's agreeing to be married. So the question is, what in the world is going on over here? What is this din of Arev, and what exactly is this din of Kiddushin as a derivative of the world of Arev? It's true that the woman is not getting anything physically, and the Arev is not actually receiving the loan. But and it's true that the Gemara says that even though the Arev didn't receive the loan, we view him as the lover. He has to pay if the lover defaults. And this woman also, even though she didn't receive any money, we're saying that she's going to be married. But what's the mechanism by which it works? So here we have, l'chora, a machlokes rishonim, and then another machlokes rishonim, and then a machlokes achronim. Okay, yes?
Even just before that, how could we say if there's no hanah, how could it work at all?
Who says there's no hanah? Says that she didn't get afop de lomati. Oh, in other words, what does it mean over here? Afagav de lomati hanah liyadei. That's what you're asking.
Right, isn't that like a whole mikash? No, everything we're saying.
Excellent, about. Excellent question. So we're going to see that the Gemara, that the Rishonim are going to define this in different ways. So let's see how the Rishonim learned. So if you look in the third source on the page, after the two Rambams that basically were part of last year, Rush. Right? I mean, I know you can look in the back of your Gemara, but I just wanted you to see this one line. Okay? Amar Rava. Tain mana leploni, v'ekadesh ani lecha, kishiyitain hamana laoso ploni, amar, hareyat mekudeshet b'mana shenasati leploni, then mekudeshet midin arev. Contrast that Rambam, that Rush, I'm sorry, with the Rambam. We're going to see the Rush in a minute. Ha'isha she'amra tein dinar leploni matana ve'eskadesh ani lecha ve'nasan ve'amar lo harei mekudeshet li behanoas matana zo shenatati al pich harei ze mekudeshet af al pi shelo higia laklum harei nehenes beritzona shenatit ve'nigrala. Move over to the Rashba. The Rashba wants to explain to us the difference between the Rush and the Rambam. Tain mano leploni v'eskadesh ani lecha mekudeshi midin arev. Klomar. Klomar is always a word that should wake you up if you're sort of dozing off. It means that something is not exactly clear over here. Klomar. This means to say, and this is to answer the question that Yisrael just raised. Klomar. V'chozer hu v'omer la hiskachi li b'hana'a zo sh'ani nosein matana zo lazeh b'diburech da'arev nami b'hi ha'na'a kamehemen le mishtabed v'lo machmas guf ha'mamon mamash sh'eino mekablo. What over here is the Rashi pointing out is the difference between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rashba continues, as you saw, to quote the Rambam as his proof text. What are two ways of understanding what is going on over here in Ishus? What exactly is the Mekadesh? What words is he using to the woman? Yes?
Well, in terms of the Hana, according to the Rashba, at least the Hana and the Rambam, that she is getting Hana.
According to the Rashba and the Rambam, what she is receiving in this deal is Hana. She is receiving Hana. As opposed to the Rush, what is she virtually receiving?
Amana.
Then according to the Rush, we are Makadeshur with a virtual mana. Nowadays that there is bitcoms, is that what they're called?
Bitcoin, sorry.
Nowadays that there's virtual money, so now we can understand, right? It's much easier to understand this Gemara in the 21st century than it would have been in the 18th or 19th or 20th centuries. In other words, that there is a concept of virtual money. So we're Mekadesh this woman with virtual money. According to the Rambam, we're not Mekadesh with virtual money. We're Mekadesh with Hana. The common denominator between the Rambam and the Rush is what Yisrael pointed out, that she's not getting anything in her hand. She's not getting anything real. She's not getting anything real. But what is she getting? That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. According to the Rush, or that appears to be the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush, according to the Rush, she is receiving virtual money. Hareyat mekudeshet li b'mana shenatati l'ploni. I'm a kaddish you with that coin. There is a coin in the world, right? And I'm a kaddish you with that coin. Nachon, you're not seeing it in your hands, but it's going to someone. There's a coin in the world with which I'm a kaddish you. Masha enkein, according to the Rambam, it appears that we're mekadesh the woman, or at least according to the Rashi of black and white, we're mekadesh her with hana'ah, not with a coin. Okay? Now, both the Rambam and the... Let me move off of the Rambam for a minute. Both the Rashba and the Rush are working off of the Gemara, which compares this case to the case of Arev. Right? Why in the world, you have to ask yourselves, why in the world is an Arev responsible to pay back a malva if a lova defaults? Sof kol sof, by an Arev, there was no kinyan. And the Arev never received anything in his hand. All he did was commit himself. A commitment is an oral commitment. An oral commitment is something which is, you know, dvarim ba'alma. There is nothing, there is no anchor to this oral commitment. Why would the court system hold the Arev responsible for an oral commitment? So that is a machlokes rishonim as to what do we have in the world of Arev. We have two tosfos who relate the world of Arev to the world of Ribbis, and they both quote our Gemara, which relates the world of Arev to the world of Kedushin. Let's look at those tosfos, okay? We have a tosfos in Baba Metziah and Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, and another tosfos in Baba Metziah and Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The tosfos is over there dealing with the situation of when the malva gives the lova money and tells the lova, pay me back what I gave you, but in addition to that, I want you to give money to so-and-so. And the question is that ribbis? Namely, the malva is not getting the money, so-and-so is getting the money. Okay? Now it's here, I'm giving you a loan of $100, and I want you, to return the loan to me, and to pay $20 to John McDonald down the road. So is that a problem of ribbis? So Tosa says, Kevan de malva ma'osav l'chaveiro. Since I am conditioning my loan to you, kidei sheyifra l'nachri ribbis bishvilo, in order that you pay that person, in other words, my ribbis, pshita de have ribbis. Afilu lo haya hamalva chayav l'nachri ribbis. Not only in a case where I owed him the ribbis, but even if I didn't owe him the ribbis. Kevan de mischar halva, since I'm making this part of the deal, nosen lenachri haribis al pi hamalva, harehu kinosen lamalva atzmo midin arev. How do we view an arev? How do we view a situation where I tell you, I want you on my word to do something? I am being mitzavah you to do something. I am being mitzavah you to give money. When someone is mitzavah someone else to give money, how is it viewed? As though the money is being given to him. Namely, that when the Arev tells the Malva, give so-and-so a loan, it is as though who is receiving the loan? The Arev. Anything which is being done according to my tzivui, it's as though it's going to me. So if I'm telling you, give money to that Nachri, it's as though you're giving the money to me. So it's like you're giving me 120 and I only gave you 100. That's what we call ribbis. And the makar of the principle that when I tell you to do something to someone else, it's as though you're doing it to me, is Arev. That's why an Arev is Chayev. An Arev is Chayev because it's as though, virtually, he received the money. Even though he didn't receive the money, it's as though he received the money, because he was mitzaveh for on the malvin to give the money to the lova, so it's as though the Arev received the money. Similarly, Tosis and Dafnun Zayim, v'chein bezuzeh, im nasan kuf zuz la'adam, shiyachzir lehekdesh mea ve'esim asur, afilu midaraisa nira de asur, dechashiv ki ilu mekabil ha'malva atzmo, that when the malva is telling you, give me back 100 and give 20 to Hekdesh, it's as though the malva is receiving 120. In other words, and he brings the raya from our Gemara. Now, why does the Kedushin work with that same model? That when the woman is telling so-and-so to give money to a third party, and he does it according to her will, it's as though he gave the money to whom? To her. That she's the mitzvah. In other words, she and the Arev are one and the same. The Arev and she are being mitzvah, and just as the Arev is considered now to be a virtual lova, she's considered to be a virtual makabel. She's receiving, she's being mekudeshet with the money, which is going to George, but because it's going to George on her say-so, it's as though it went to her. So what the Gemara, according to this, says, even though this coin is not coming to her physically, but it's as though it's coming to her, just as in the world of Arev. Just as in the world of Arev, it's as though he got the loan, and that's why he is now responsible to pay it back. So also in the world of Ishu, it's as though she got the money. The common denominator, whenever you have someone who commands someone to give money, it's as though it went to the commander. So whether that commander is an Arev, whether the commander is a woman, she or he is getting the money virtually. That creates the shibud of the Arev, that creates the Ishus. That's the rush. That's the rush, right? That's what the rush is saying. Hare mekudeshet b'mona shenatati leploni. As Tosis explains it, right? Ki ilu kibla mimeno. Tein mona leploni mekadeshani lecha mekudeshem idin arev chashev ki ilu kibla mimeno. Right? That this is as though it was given to her. Like in the case of the malva, it's as though the money was given to the malva. In the case of the arev, it's as though the money was given to the arev. Okay? So from this understanding of Arev, we understand the Shita of the Rosh. The Rashba, let's look again, leave us at the room a minute. The Rashba says no. I'm telling you no. This has nothing to do with Guf Hamamon Mamash. Ain't on the Kabbalah. She's not getting it. That's not the way we understand. But B'chol Zot, we're building up for the world of Arev. How else could you understand Arev not like Tosfos in Baba Metzia? And not like Tosfos in Baba Metzia. Not like these two Tosfos in Baba Metzia. So let's look at a world of Arev in which the Gemara asked a different question, but perhaps we can expand it. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Amadeis was bothered by the issue of Asmachta. Namely, that we say that whenever a person takes upon himself an obligation, but he never meant it seriously, then we say that he can get out of his obligation by saying, "I never intended it." I told you, don't worry. In other words, you can don't worry. I promise you that you're going to get all the fruit of my tree. And if for some reason my tree doesn't give fruit, I'll give you $1 million. My tree has been giving fruit year after year for 25 years. That's why I said, I'll give you $1 million. I had no idea that my tree would stop giving fruit this year, and therefore I don't want to pay you $1 million. So we say that the person never meant it seriously, $1 million. That's called asmachta. So when an arev, I don't know about you, but I'm approached all the time by people who come on aliyah, right? They have to take a mortgage out for more money than I'm ever going to see in my life. And they say, "Will you mind being a guarantor?" So I look at these people. They're erlecha yidden. They wouldn't stiff me, right? In other words, they'll pay off their loans. They just need a name of someone who's been living in Israel for many years, etc. All of a sudden, I get from the bank, this person defaulted on his loan. I owe the bank 14 million shekel, right? Etc. So I want to claim asmachta. So the bank says to me, "You're a rabbi. You know, there's a din of arev. There's a din of arev. Why isn't arev asmachta?" So that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, "Amar Ravuna, minayin lo arev de mishtabed? Why in the world should arev mishtabed?" Amar Amemar, so Amemar says, "Arev mishtabed machoket Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yosi. Lo Rav Yosi damas asmachta kanya arev mishtabed. Lo Rav Yehuda damas asmachta lo kanya arev lo mishtabed." In Achinave, the whole din of arev, according to Amemar, is built on the world of asmachta. If asmachta is not a kinyan, if I can get out of paying when I claim I never meant it seriously, then arev would be off. But if you say that asmachta is not an excuse, that's when the arev has to pay. But the question is, we don't paskin that asmachta kanya. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameimor HaMaisim B'chol Yom, that Asmachta Lo Kanya. We pass Asmachta Lo Kanya. I can get off the hook if I say I'm going to pay $1 million if I don't give you the fruit from my tree. And B'chol Zod Ariv Mishtabed. Namely, Ariv can't be built on the Shita of Rav Yossi. So Gemara says, Ela Rav Ashi, what breaks the Asmachta in the world of Ariv? Bahahu Hana'a Dekama Hemen Lei Gomar Umeshabed Nafshe. That the Arev is not just a good Samaritan who's doing people favors. What is he receiving?
Hana.
What Hana?
And he's this person got the money.
What Hana that?
The person got the money.
So what's my Hana that so and so gets money?
Trustworthy.
That I have a name in the community of being a trustworthy individual. I have a name in the community of being someone that everyone can lean on. Right? That's what Eo speaks about himself, about his name in the community. That everyone trusted him. That Almanos would come to him and say, you know, give me your name for marriage. You know, in other words, that everyone would trust his word. So by my being an Arev, I am giving myself a certain status in the community. And for that status, for that honor, I'm willing to take upon myself the possibility that I may owe $14 million, right? In other words, for the honor, there's a quid pro quo. There's a give and a take. I'm not receiving money, I'm receiving honor. And for that honor, I'm willing to be meshabed myself. So one could say that not only is this honor that which breaks asmachta, what else could we say? That maybe because of this honor, this creates an arev. Maybe this is what creates the Arev. In Achinami, there's no kinyan. And in Achinami, I never received money. There's no quid pro quo, but I am receiving honor. Namely, there's a tit for a tat. I'm paying for it. Gamru Meshabed Nafshe, by the fact that I'm getting the name of someone who can be trusted. And that, Hana'a, is maybe that's what creates Arev. And that's what the Rashba is saying. Look back at the words of the Rashba. Omar la hiskachili bahano azo sheni nosin matana zo laze bidiburech. In other words, I am giving you hana, that I am listening to you, I'm following your instructions, that gives you a certain amount of hana parallel to the arev, that he's getting hana, that people are following his instructions and lending money to so and so and to so and so and to so and so. And when he has a name, he's the godfather of the mafia. He has the name of people. The people listen to his word. They're going to do actions based on his words. So the Rashba is not viewing over here that the Arev is created because he's a virtual loafer. That's the Shita of Tosfos and the Rush. The Rashba holds that the Arev is being created because Natati Alpich. That in the world of Arev, even though the Arev is not receiving anything, he's getting Hanoah, that people are listening to his word. So that's what we want to make Kaddish to the Isha, without Hanoah, that people are listening to her word. Okay? Namely, that the Machlokis between the Rush and the Rashba in Kiddushin is two understandings of the world of... two different understandings of the world of Arev. Okay. That is lechora a very, very clear, I think, and easy way of understanding. Yes.
How in this case though is the woman? Is this making her any more trust of a trustworthy person like by Arev? I understand by Arev, but here.
So she's getting a parallel hanoah. She's not getting a hanoah that people in the community view her as trustworthy. She's getting hanoah that an individual is willing to listen to what she to her offer. He's willing to act on the basis of her request. That's Hanoah. That namely, that he honors her request. It's like, you know, someone comes to you and says, would you give money to this football league? Because it's something which is important to me. And I give money to the football league because it's important to that person. That person feels like $1 million, right? In other words, he didn't get any money, but I trusted him that this football league is important, and therefore I gave money. That's Hana that he's receiving. He gets that Tovas Hana. Yes?
So back to what you said before, so why would the Gemara then use the Lashon of Lomati Hana
Liyadeh? That even though she is not receiving physical Hana, she's not receiving anything that we can physically say. That's Shavapruta, but because she's receiving this spiritual Hana, this ethical Hana, this this good feeling, that's already enough. That's the chiddush of Ariv. What did the Ariv receive? He received this good feeling. A good feeling. So the difference is this good feeling gives him a standing in the community, and this good feeling gives her a sense, hey, this person was willing to listen, he'll be a good husband, right? He'll be a great husband. To listen to me, to give money to my friends if that's what I ask him to do. And he'll give money to my favorite charities if that's what I ask him to do. That's a very good husband, and he's machabed his wife. So he proved already at this point he's willing to be machabed, her will. That's Hannah. This is where the grizz began. Okay, if you saw, I photostated for you on the back of the page, that in the back of the Chidushe Hagriz, the back of Rav Elvo, he has letters. Not every letter was written to the Rav. There are many letters here that were written to the Rav. I don't know which were, which weren't. He doesn't write down to whom he is writing. But some of them were, but they were written to him by different, you know, people in the world of learning. So he says, Mashe Kasafta, the Harambam L'Ta'ame, the Matzrich B'Kiddush in Kesef Shel Hana'a, Ulahachi Hosif Gamgabe Arev Veviknani Taime Dahana'a Devarim Tovim Bazeh. That namely that the Rambam is, we know the Rambam Shita, right? The Rambam Shita is that it's not enough to have Kesif, you have to have Hana'a as well, and that's why the Rambam built the din over here of Arev Veviknani on the world of Hana'a. That's very, very nice. Vegamanochi Amarti Kain Me'az. And I also once gave that shot in the, you know, that the Rashba was correct. That the Rashba is correct. That we're not dealing over here with money. We're dealing over here with Hana'a, because according to the Rambam, the Iker in the world of Ishus is Hana'a. And this is the base. I also learned that way. Aval, I'm sorry. Aval b'mad shinu imashe katafta ata. And now I'm going to say the Ruz outside, and then we'll read it inside. Namely, that there is a third option. Well, we've seen up to now. Who knows? Anyone want to guess? Okay. What we've seen up to now is that in the world of Arev, I didn't practice beforehand. Okay. In the world of Arev, we saw that there are two possibilities of what creates the Arev. Either Ki'ilu Kibel Kesef, or that Kibel Hana'a. One of these works in the world of Arev. We saw that in the world of Kedushin, we have a machlokes between the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush says, in other words, that the Kedushin is b'mana shenasan l'ploni, and the Rashba says that the Kedushin is Bahana'a Shekibla. So the easiest way is saying that each of these relates to a different understanding of Arev. That since the din of Kedushin is learned from Arev, so we have over here two understandings of Arev. We have two understandings of Kedushin. Okay? That over here, that the world of Arev is a world where it's as though the Arev is receiving. So Kedushin, it's as though the Isha is receiving that which is being given over based on her command. Or, here the Arev is receiving Hana'a, that his word is being listened to. Here the Isha is receiving Hana'a, that her word is being listened to. That would be the easiest way of learning. And then the Rambam, who brings in Kedushin, who brings in Hana'a, the easiest way of learning is that the Rambam agrees with the Rashba, and all we have over here, just this whole cycle. However, the Rav Elvo wanted to learn, no. The Rambam really, really holds like the Rush. The Rambam really holds that in the world of Arev, it's as though she received money. And the world of Kedushin, it's as though she received the money that was given based on her, based on her word. However, we saw in the Rambam that it's not enough to receive money. That Kedushin is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. For Kol HaTorah Kula, Batana Amanas Lahaksir works. In Kedushin, Batana Lahaksir doesn't work. Because what do you require in Kedushin above and beyond money? Hana. You require Hana above and beyond. Namely, Hana is not the din of Arev. The din of Arev is the din of Kesef. And the Kedushin works via Kesef. But the Rambam tosses in Hana because l'shitato, you need Kesef plus Hana. Kesef is not enough. You, in other words, Matama Anasta Haksir is Kesef b'chavata rekula. You require also Hana. And so one has to say that even though, because I think one points out, even though she's not nehene from the money, but she's receiving an additional Hana. She's, and that additional Hana is that which is unique to the world of Kedushin. To read it inside, and there's a reason why the Gris wanted to learn this way. Avo b'miyat shinui, ki nira pashat shigam l'das haram ha-kedushin him be'etzem ha-kesef shenosan ploni v'lo ha-hana'a bilvad. De'ilav hachi lo haya tzrichin on the alfusa may arev. The world of Hana'a we know without Arev. If we're learning out from Arev, that means that we're dealing over here with a mana, but the Rambam tosses in Hana, because aside from the mana, you require Hana. Just skip for a minute until it says Elavadai. It's about 8 lines from the bottom, beginning of the line. Elavadai degam v'kedushin hakinya nasa de etzem hakesef mamash v'lo b'hana'a bilvad. Elo haRambam hosif gam taima dahanoa mishum dahaRambam sfira lekedushin lo sagi eva bahanoa v'zeshekasav de gam hanoa yeshkan u'mishem hachi gam bekedushin shayachadin da'ari ve'beknani etc. What pushed the Rambam in this? What pushed the Revelvel in this direction? I mean, isn't it easy to learn like the Rashba? The Rashba saw the Rambam. He said, the Rambam is on my side. That everything is a din of Hana, there's no money, lo be'etzem ha-kesed. The Rashba says black and white, not the money. Comes along, Revelvel, and says, no, we have this track of money, this is the Iker track of the Rambam, but he adds in Hana. So L'chora, he says it's based on 2 Rambams. We're going to see in a few minutes that there, hopefully we'll see in a few minutes, that there's a din of Eved Kena'ani. Eved Kena'ani means, it's different from Arev in the fact that we're not dealing with a virtual receiver, we're dealing with a virtual giver. Namely, that the money is not coming from the Mekadesh. The money is coming from a third party. That's a din of Eved Kena'ani. The Gemara applies Eved Kena'ani also to the world of Kedushin. But the Rambam brings in the din of Eved Kena'ani in the world of Kinyan Chalipin. This is something that we're all aware of. Where are we aware of it? From a chassan's tish. That we have a chassan, and we have a kala. Okay? The chassan is taking upon himself an obligation. He's mitchayev, called ksuva. And the kala is receiving. She's receiving the benefit of this obligation. So we want to create the obligation between the chassan and the kala. The chassan is going to take upon himself everything written in the ksuva. The chassan is like, he's the mocher, and the kala is the lokeach. He is giving, she's receiving. Okay? We have a din of kinyan chalipin. We have a din of kinyan chalipin. Who has, the chassan over here is the, if you want, the makne, and she is the kohen. We want to make a kinyan with a kli. Who does this kli have to belong to?
The chassan.
The chassan, right? Do we find that the rabbi asked the chassan, pull out your handkerchief, give me your kippah, give me your pen? No. The rabbi takes out his pen, or he asks the eidim, do you have a pen, right? Etc. Some third party, right? Some third party is giving the kli. How can the kli that we're using is a kli of the eidim, of the rav, etc.? How does that get to be the kli of the makna? Because we have this din of Eved Kena'ani, that Eved Kena'ani says that we can have a third party standing in for the giver. That the giver doesn't have to be the makna. Okay? This is the din of Eved Kenani. What are we talking about over here? Hana'a? We're talking about a kli. Right? We're saying that the world of Eved Kenani works on an etzem, on an object. An object. So also over here, we're dealing over here with a mana. Namely, that the world of Arev, the world of Ishus, the world of... We're dealing over here with the mana that's being transferred. And therefore, that's what the Gris pointed out. Hare Barambam, Perakei Hochos Nachir Halacha Zayin, Gamba Chalipin Isa Lahadin Devik Kanadi. That's the Rambam I quoted to you. Hikna Echod. A third party was makne a kli to the mocher, kidei sheyikne halokeach also hamemkar zach halokeach. Even if the kli, in other words, is coming from the edim, now they don't tell the mocher make a kinya. He simply takes their kli, he takes their handkerchief, and he lifts it right. In other words, and they're standing in. It's and everything is fine, and everything. How does it work? It works with the din of Eved Kenani. And even though we're talking about over here a kli, Hari be'eved kenani, akinyan hu be'etzem ha'kli, lo b'hanoa bilvad. In chalipin, there's no concept of hanoa. You need a kli. So the question is, when the Rambam over here speaks about hanoa, is this the ikar that we're learning out from Arev, like the Rashba? Or is the ikar the mana, the virtual mana? But as we know, b'chol ha'Torah kula, a virtual mana may be considered kesef, but in the world of kedushin, we have to add in hana'a. Now, we have this question as to what does the Rambam mean? Like the person who wrote the question, who wrote the Dvar Torah to the Briska Rav, or like the Briska Rav's conclusion? So let's look at two Rambams that we have in Hilchos Mechira. Look at the bottom of the first side. Let's start with the bottom Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Mechira Perek Ahachavav. Ha'omer l'chavero, ten mano l'ploni v'yikne beiti l'cha. I want you to give money to a third party, and then my house will belong to you. I want to be mocha yukarka with this world of Arev. Cave on the Nosan Kona Habayis Midin Arev. It works. Now what does this imply? What is the din of Arev? With what am I kona karka? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Which is these? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka?
Kesef.
That when I give a mana to Ploni, it's as though you are receiving the mana. Right? This is kesef. This is the rush. In other words, you can't be kona karka with a hiskaivus. You have to be kona karka with something. Right? In other words, in the world of kiddushin, we have kesef plus hanah. In the world of karka, that's a din of, you need kesef. Matar marasa haksir is kesef. You need kesef, b'chol ha'Torah kula. So this Rambam appears like the Griz. This is the Chora of the Griz. The Griz points out that this is a din of Mecher. However, if you go further down the Rambam, Perek Yud Alva Tesvav, the Rambam says, Hamachayev Atzmo B'mamon L'acher B'lo T'nai Klal. I simply walk over to you and I say, I owe you $1,000. Afal Pi Shelo Hayachayev Lo Klum. Even though I never borrowed money from you, Harei Zechayev. This is what we call, anyone know what this is called in the halachic framework? I simply walk over to you and I say, I owe you $1,000 in front of two edim. Odisa, thank you. In other words, this is a concept I can be mechay myself. Dabar ze matana hi beinas machta. If I do this in front of edim, ha'omer le edim, ha'vo le edim, shuchayev, shani chayev l'ploni mana, o kasav lo bishtar, reini chayev l'cha mana, avo pisha ein sham edim, o amar lo bifne edim, reini chayev l'cha mana bishtar, avo pisha lo amar atem edai, ho'el v'amar bishtar, have a kemish amar have a way, edim chayev l'shalem, avo pisha shneihem modim, v'edim yodim, lo haya etz lo klum. Everyone agrees that this came out of the blue. There was no background for this at all. But I can create a debt based on words. Where does that come from? Shaharechiev atzmo kamoshi yitchaye ishtabid ha'arev v'kazeh horu rov rabosai. Namely, here we're dealing with arev as a source of creating an obligation. Here we're dealing nothing to do with a transfer of money, simply a source of creating an obligation. So, the question is whether, you know, whether this Rambam at Perek Yud Aleph is the source of the world of Arev, and then it appears more like the Rashba, or is the Rambam Perek Aleph more the source, and then it appears like Rav Hovel, or maybe the Rambam has two tracks of Arev, don't know, and then maybe Kedushin, which track is the Rambam working off of? You know, it could be unclear. You know, we're just raising, you know, all of these issues. We're simply according to Rav Elbel, he assumes that since the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Aleph Vav speaks about selling karka with Arev, right, with money going to someone else, so we're dealing over there with the world of Kilu Kibel Kesef, that the Rambam holds that way in Kedushin, but he adds in Hanah, because Hanah is a unique din in Kedushin. But maybe not that way. Maybe the Rambam is really, the way the Rashba is Medayik, that everything is a din of Hanah. What we'll do with this Rambam, maybe there are two tracks of Arev, I don't know. The Rav Gustman in his Kuntur say Shiurim has a diuk, which is very interesting. And we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kedushin, and in Hilchos Ishus, right? Ha'isha she'amra ten dinar leploni matana, v'eskadesh ani lecha, v'nasan v'amra lahare mekudeshet li b'hanoas matana zu she'natati alpich, hareza mekudeshet, af alpi shelo higia lakum, hare nehenet b'ritzona she'na'asa, v'nehenet ploni b'glala. What word is missing in the Rambam, which is found in the Gemara? Let's compare it to the Rambam at the bottom of the page. Ha'omer l'chaveir otein mana l'ploni v'yikne beisi l'cha, kevin shenos ankana habayis midin arev. The Rambam above that, when he deals with his chayavus, harechiev atzmo kemoshi yishtabed ha'arev. Namely, that the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira quotes the source, that we're comparing the world of Mecher and the world of Ischaivus to the world of Arev. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus doesn't mention Arev. So, why isn't the Rambam consistent? If the Rambam doesn't want to mention sources, he shouldn't mention sources. If he wants to mention sources, so why not mention it across the board? So it could be, like, this fits in very nicely to the Rav Hovel, that the Rambam, the Iker Din of the Rambam, is that we have a Din of Kesef. That's what we find in Hilchos Mechira. What we find in Kedushin, we're talking about Hanoah, that's not learned from Arev, that's unique to Kedushin. So the other level, namely the next level that we need, on top of the general din of Arev that brings in Kesef, Kesef is not enough. We need Kesef that brings about Hanoah. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention Arev, because this is a unique halacha in the world of Kedushin. That's why it doesn't mention Arev. That's an interesting diuk. Not sure, one way or the other. In any case, so we have over here two ways of learning Arev, two ways of learning Kedushin, and the question is, when the moment we mention Kedushin, the moment we mention Hanoah and Kedushin, does that automatically put us in the track of Hanoah even in Arev? Or maybe no, maybe you can learn Arev like the Rush, and just the Rambam adds in Hanoah from the world of Kedushin. That's how the Griz concludes, right? That Aval Iker Hadin Kulu Chadina Ninhu Kedushin VaKinyan VaMachira Nasan Eli Etzim Kesef Mamash. This virtual money, it's as though it went to her. V'Ze Iker HaYalfusa MeArav HaDeknani Gam Kisha Acher Mekabel VaAcher Nose Mikri Kesef Mamash Kamo L'Das Shahar Rishonim, like the Russian Tosos VeEnchilu Klav in Harambam. Viharashba, viharash. He wants to put the Rashba in this as well. That the Rashba agrees that it's not, in other words, we're not saying that Arev works with the Hanoah, Arev works with Mana. But Over here, we add in the hana'ah. Okay, you want to put that in the Rashba, that's...
Rashba doesn't say mana. He doesn't say mana, anything about mana, though.
At the end, he says, as opposed to mana, the lo, he says, the mishtabed v'lo machmas guf hamamon mamash, she'eno mekablo.
Which is even more so now. Meaning, he's saying, as opposed to mamon, which implies that he wouldn't include...
I agree with you. I would put the Rashba not in the same boat as the Rosh, but at the end of the Gris, he puts everyone in the same... Everyone moved over to the same boat. Okay, there is a third way of learning Arev that we haven't mentioned because it doesn't fit into our sugya, but we should be honest. There's a third way of learning Arev. How else is Arev learned? Not by the Kibul Kibul Kesef, this would be the Rosh, the Kibul Hana'a, this would be the Rashba. How else can you learn Arev? The Rashbam. The Rashbam over there in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tufan and Gimel Beis, Gemara u'mishabed, b'leiv shalem, v'shlichusa d'arev ka'avid malve, ki'ilu hu atzmo hilva. Namely, that we have over here a relationship, according to the Rashbam, of shlichut. That when the arev tells the malve, lend him money, it's as though the arev is saying, I am the Malve, right? And I'm asking you, on my word, to lend him money. And so if there's any issue and the person's not paying back, so then the real Malve turns to the Arev and says, I was only doing your shlichus, right? Now, in other words, you fix the situation. You're responsible now for this shlichus that you sent me to do, that I went... When I gave my money, I was basically doing a favor to you. It should have been your money. I was simply doing your shlichus, and now I want my money back. In other words, from you. I'm simply the shliach. I'm not a party. You're the malfe. Okay, that's very, very great in the world of Arev, Gomer Meshabed Nafshe, that the shibud took place via shlichus. But how does that help us in the world of Kedusha? I mean, what the woman is telling the Mekadesh, give money to so-and-so, and I'll marry you. But in order for me to marry you, I have to get something from you. How does it help that the Mekadesh is the Shliach of the Isha? And what is the woman getting? Now it's here, according to the Rashba, she's getting Hana. According to the Rosh, it's Ki'ilo, she gets the money. But if we take the track of the Rashbam that we have over here, that we have in the world of Arev Adina Shlichus, how does that help us in the world of Kedushin? I have no idea. I don't know how the Rashbam fit into our sugya, midin arev. Because again, in the world of shlichus, it means that the arev is giving. We need that the woman get. So, if we learn like the Rosh, the woman ki'ilu gets. Right? That's Tosfos, what we saw. That the woman ki'ilu gets. In the world of the Rashba, the woman is receiving hana'a, gamar mashabit nafshe, that which overrides asmachta, also creates the world of arev. But in the world of the Rashba... Okay, in any case, those, I don't know if you're fans of Achronim, but if you're a fan of the Stipler, of the Hilas Yaakov, his section he has over here is very, very clear. He brings Shita 1, Shita 2, Shita 3, and tries to fix everything up in accordance. Who else talks about this? The Griz we saw. There's a Machne Ephraim talks about this as well. Okay. Tov. Ad kan in terms of Arev. Okay. We can begin Eva Kanani. Okay. We can erase this. As the Gemara continued to point out, Helech mana, I tell a woman, Hiskadshi, here's a mana, Hiskadshi leploni, but I want you to marry someone else. Mikudeshes midin eved kenani. Namely, as opposed to the world of Orev, where the Chiddush is on whose part? In the world of Kedushin. Where is the Chiddush? On the side of the woman, the side of the receiver. That even though she doesn't actually receive, she virtually receives. Virtually receives money, virtually receives hana, she's virtually receiving. In Eved Kenani, where is the Chiddush? On the side of the Mekadesh. That he's virtually giving. That he is virtually giving, even though she is not receiving. Heilech mana viskachi leploni mekudeshet midin Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani laf afal gav de lo kochasar velo midei kakani napshe. The Eved Kenani is not giving. Someone else is giving the money for him, and that works to be meshachrer the Eved. Hai gavra nami afal gav de lo kochasar velo midei. Even though the individual who is going to be Mekadesh is not actually giving, Becholzot, Kakoni Lahai Issa, it's going to result in a world of Kedusha. Is this equation clear to you? That we're comparing the world of Ishus, the world of Kedusha, to the world of Eved Kenani. Is this equation clear, or is it very, or is it difficult? How does an Eved become free? How does an Eved become free? Bekesef, right? With money. But the freeing of an Eved is a redemption. It's like a pidyon, right? If I have an object of hekdesh and I want to be poded, so I go to the, you know, it's the hekdesh, I want to be poded, I want to redeem this object. I give money, and then the object loses its kedusha. If there's meiser sheni, right? It's kadosh, and I want to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So I'm poded, and then I can eat outside Yerushalayim. If there is a captive in a far off country, and he's being held for ransom, and I want to do pidyon shvuyim, I pay the ransom, and he goes free. So by the eved lechora, the track is one of pidyon or shichur. Someone else gives the money, and the Eved goes free. That's the track of... But in the world of Kedushin, what does the Torah tell us? That someone, you know, if someone puts money into a pushka and the woman becomes married, ki yikach ish isha. There has to be money being given from the Mekadesh to the isha. Namely, what's the relationship between Shichur Eved and Kedushin? Kedushin is a kinyan. Kedushin, I want to create a bond. I create the bond between the husband and the wife. Ki yikach ish isha. The husband gives the wife kedushin. Kesef kedushin. The husband gives the wife a shtar. The husband gives the wife. But in the world of Eved, I want to be mafkia his status of avdus. I want to be poda him from avdus. I'm poda a shavui. I'm poda ma'aser sheni. I'm poda hekdesh. In other words, I'm being meshach, I'm removing a status. What does it have to do with the Eved? An outsider, the chatchila, is the one who gives the money. Namely, what over here is, in other words, if an Eved, me'ikar hadin, the Eved works via kesef shel acherim, what does it have to do with the world of Kedushin, where me'ikar hadin, I need the money of the bailiff? Something is wrong here. Either I'm misunderstanding avdus, the process of Shikur Eved, or a misunderstanding the process of Kedushin. One of these two processes has to be redefined in order that there be an equation between Eved Kenani and Isha. Something over here is wrong in my formulation. The question is, what is wrong in my formulation? That in the world of Shikur Eved, Lechora, I'm dealing with Kesef Shel Acherim, that this is similar to the world of Pidyon, to the world of in other words, Pidyon Maaser Sheni, Pidyon Hekdesh, Pidyon Shvuyim, So I'm removing a certain status with Kesef Shel Achayrim, who I get in the world of Eved. Mashayin came in the world of Ishus. I'm talking about a Kinyan, Ayidei Kesef Haba'a. So how can I say, just like over here, I could use Kesef Shel Achayrim, so also over here. This is the din of Ki Yikach Ish Isha. So, l'chor, we have to go in one of two directions. Rashi pulls us in one direction, so let's see what Rashi says. Let's look in Rashi. Helech mana v'hiskachi leploni v'hu shlucho ela shemekadsha mishalo mekudeshet af agar demamona rav shel mishaleachu. What is Rashi put in? Which is he redefining? Is he redefining Shichur Eved or redefining Ishus?
Ishus.
Well, there are two possibilities over here.
Shichur Eved.
Thank you very much. He's redefining Shichur Shel Eved. Namely, that when we have... Why does Kesef Shel Achayrim work? Not because Shichur Eved is like Pidyon Meiser, Sheni, and Hekdesh and Shvuyim. Why does Kesef Shel Achayrim work? Because those Achayrim are the equivalent of whom? Shluchei ha'eved, that the kesef shel achayrim works as shluchei ha'eved. Really, the eved has to be poda himself. He doesn't have money, so the eved is like the mishaleach, and he asked these achayrim to be his shlichim. Right, that these achayrim are his shlichim. So over here in the world of Ishus, we can have also a person, Kamar Kesef Shel Achayrim, because they are Shlucho Shel HaMekadesh. Namely, that we're going to toss in the fact that we're going to read in Achinami, we need Ki Yikach Ish Isha. We need a Mekadesh. The Mekadesh has to give the money. But he can give the money via his Shliach, Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. So over here, the person is giving the money to the woman is the shliach of the Mekadesh. And over here, we redefine the world of Shichur, it's not a case of pidyon. Kesef Shel Achayrim is not something independent. No, the shluchei ha'eved. And we were redefining the world of Avdus. Okay, that's one direction. We read, in other words, that we're taking this Kikati Shisha as our given, where everything has to come from the Mekadesh. And the kesef that we're dealing with is shlucho shel mekadesh. Even if the mekadesh doesn't appoint him, we view him ki shlucho. Just as even though the eved doesn't appoint these achayrim, we view them as shluchei ha'eved. Hey, lechman yiskach leproni v'hu shlucho elo shel mekadesha mishalo mekudeshet avagar d'mamona rav shel mishaleachu. Who needs mamona? In other words, as long as we have the balabas, the individual who the mekadesh is the one who is the mishaleach. That's all that we require. We don't care about the money itself, who the money itself belongs to, as long as it's coming ki'ilu from the eved, ki'ilu from the mekadesh. However, look at the in that same sense, look at the language of the Ritva that I photostated for you. Helech mona v'iskachi leponi mekudesh midin eved knani. Perush. Hamayri b'she'en hanosein shlucho shel mekadesh. We don't have to go as far as Rashi and create shlichus. Ela nosein kesef mishalo kadesh tiskadesh lezeh. V'haynu da'osi ela midin eved knani. V'kevan she'ken tzarech she'osa ploni yomar la'ari mekudesh li b'kesef nosan lach ploni sh'niskachi li. V'lo amrin an hacha. Ela dinasinas acher bishvilo chashiv kinesinaso. Namely, the Ritva is similar to Rashi, but takes out shlichos from the picture because we don't have any appointment. But rather, we say nasinas acher bishvilo that when A pays for B, chashiv kinesinaso, it's as though the money is coming from B without shlichos. But it's as though the money is coming from B. It's as though over here the Eved is the one giving the money. It's as though over here the Mekadesh is giving the money. And the Rashi tosses in shlichus to explain how can it be that when A gives money, it's as though it's the money of B. must be a case of shlichus. The Ritva says the same thing without shlichus. You don't need shlichus as long as I am getting the sinaso show. Ah, in other words, bishvilo, if I'm giving something for you, chashiv kenisinaso, it's as though you gave it. However, look at the Rambam. Look over here at the Rambam. Eved kanani nikna b'chamisha dvarim v'kone satsa b'shlosha. Okay? The kone satsa b'shlosha, kesef shtar rashi evarim. Rambam alcha beis. Ketzad kone es atzim v'kesef. Kegon. Shenosan echod l'rabo ma'os. V'amar lo almanas sheyetze avdecha behem l'cheirut. Kevon shekibil harabet ha'kesef o ashav ha'kesef. Yotzah ha'eved l'cheirus. What appears from the Rambam, or what's missing in the Rambam? What does Rambam not care about at all, at all, at all? Nachon. There's no need for the Eved to give the money. Kevon shekibel harav es hakesef. As long as the Rav gets money, who cares where the money is coming from? Namely, the Rambam is going back to our previous understanding. That kesef shel acherim is l'chatchila. And we don't need, it doesn't say anywhere in the Rambam that the money has to come from the Eved. Someone simply walks over to a Rav and says, I want your Eved to go free. I want to be poda this Shavui, I want to be poda this Hekdesh, I want to be poda this Maaser Sheni, here's money. The moment that the Gizbor gets the money, the moment that the owner gets the money for the Eved goes free. So now we have to redefine, according to this approach, Ishus. Namely, that in Ishus, what are we saying? You know, if you want to redefine Ishus, the Iker is sort of, if you want to move, we pointed out that in the world of Eved, the Iker is that the Adam receive. And then we saw this din of Eved Kanani was brought by the Rambam and Chalipin, that we can use the Sudar of the Rav, of the Edim, etc. The Iker is that the Lokeach receives. The Iker is the Lokeach receives. As long as we have Das Makna and the Lokeach receives, that's all that we need. Maybe Hu Hadin in the world of Ishus, the Iker is that the Isha to Kabel, right? She has to receive. We have her Das Makne, and with her Das Makne, Meinach Gemina, whether the money came from the Baal or not, what we'll do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk is simply pointing out that you need a husband and a wife rather than a wife and a wife, or a husband and a husband. But really, the money, in other words, the Iker is that we have a one-way street, just receiving. The Iker is that the Iker is the Adam received. The Iker is that in the world of Chalipin, that the Lokeach receive, and who over here, also over here in Kedushin, the Iker is that the woman receive. And that's a Chiddush. And that's what we're going to have from Eved Kanani. Namely, that's what the Gemara is being Mechadish to us from the realm of Eved Kanani. The problem is, not problem, but all of this works out great according to the Griz. Namely, according to the Griz, that we need money being given over, and the Iker is the money, 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 so then we say that over here, either the money is coming from Shulchei Ha'eved, from the Shulcha of the Makadesh, or the Iker is that the money, woman receive money, etc., etc., etc. But what's an alternative track? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Ishus? Amar lach ha-din or zeh matana v'iskachi l'ploni v'kidsha osa ploni v'amar lach harei mekudeshet li b'hano'a zo haba'a lach biglali harei zeh mekudeshet af opi shalom nasan lo ha-mekadesh klum. What does it appear in the Rambam? With what is she mekudeshet? With hana'a. Hana'a is coming from whom? And what's our issue over here is that the money is coming from a third party. But where's the hana coming from? Harei mekudeshet hana'a zu haba'alach biglali. Harei ze mekudeshet. The hana is coming from the Mekadesh. the Mekadesh, even though it's not his money, but it's his Hanah. Namely, he says, the Hanah that you receive money from a third party, that's because of me. Why did that third party give you money? Because of me. So I'm giving you Hanah. Namely, there's no need to redefine Ishus. Really, in Ishus, we need that the Tinkach Ish Isha. But what the Ish is giving the Isha doesn't have to be money. What the Ish is giving the Isha can be Hanah. Again, the Rambam Lashitaso. And then we don't have this problem. Namely, maybe really in the world of Eved, we need that the money come from the Eved. And in the world of Ishus, we need the money come from the Mekadesh. But money doesn't mean coinage. We don't have to create shlichus. We don't have to have a nesina b'shvilo. It's enough to have Hanah. Okay, we'll continue with this next time, Beli Neder. Namely, that is there another way of learning the world of Eved Kenani? Okay, so in other words, what we've seen today, at least, is the beginning that in the world of Arev, we saw three approaches how Arev works, and three approaches what goes on in the world of Kedushin. Either it's pure virtual Nesina, pure Hana'ah, or it's a combination of the two, according to the Griz, according to the Rambam. Within the world of Eved Kenani, we have over here, either we're going to redefine Ishus, redefine Avdus, or no, nothing has to be redefined. The only redefinition has to be if we're talking about the money. But if we're talking about Hana'ah, so then Avdus requires that the Eved, it has to come from the Eved. And over here in Ishus, it has to come from the Mekadesh. But it does, because we're talking about Hana'ah as opposed to referring to the world of money. Okay, to be continued. We know I'll give you my Makamas, beginning of Shir tomorrow. Beginning of Seder tomorrow.